Spectacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 641, The Final Flight of MCC, recorded live on August 2nd, 2018. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we're back with a little bit of news. Not too much, but a little bit more this week. We had quite a bit of hiatus last week because there was basically no news, and there's very little this week. So we're continuing the trend. I was going to try to get a guest on this week, but work has been really stressful and painful this week, so I didn't have a chance to get that set up. So hopefully next week we'll have someone on. The idea was to get the Forge Hub Evolved folks on from Forge Hub and Battle Pro. So hopefully I can get that set up for next week instead. So that's supposed to be coming here soon. Just didn't have a chance to get that lined up for this week.
Well, you did get some things accomplished. Got like a new stream layout.
That is true. So for those that are watching, for those that are watching, you have seen this change. But for those that are listening down to the download, we have changed our layout a little bit.
And there is another surprise. Hello.
You can see Godzilla T.
We are both here now.
Yes. How long do we spend on trying to get this working? An hour and a half? 2 hours?
A couple hours. All told, wasn't too bad.
There's a very specific way we have to start the stream every time we do this. So we had to work to figure out what the specific steps were. And we're still learning some of the tweaks and quirks that we need to make for getting this fully done.
Hence the half-hour delay.
Hence the fact that we're only streaming to Mixer tonight. But we will be getting all that fixed for next week. But this will also be hopefully good for kind of expanding the spotlight for guests. So we'll have a similar format for guest video coming in and just kind of making some general stream improvements overall. So yeah, if you have a chance, drop on by Thursday nights when we record this live and come see the new format. It'll be fun to have you guys over here.
Yeah, I have to now get cleaned up for podcasts. I had to shave and shower, and I can't goof off.
I'm scruffy. I haven't shaved in over a week. But this is a direction that we've been wanting to take for a while, and I finally got off my lazy butt to do something about it. So we have a new layout. And a little more changes are coming with this. Not to mention, I still owe Wing Time a few inputs on getting some pretty gnarly assets created for background loops, for intro loops, for just kind of stream layout stuff. So there's lots of changes that are still going to be coming down the road. But this is kind of our first step into a new stream layout.
We're doing baby steps.
Yeah. And I think we're pretty happy with the current layout.
Yeah, it looks good. It's not laggy or anything, so That's always good.
Yes. But a little bit more community-related stuff for us. We have, all of course, our community streams that we've done. So, GT, give us the rundown on last week's Fraggin' Friday.
Last week's Fraggin' Friday. Let's see. Let's dust off the old brain here. Oh, we had a lot of fun. Spent a lot of time in Warzone. We had a pretty good-sized lobby all night, so we didn't do much in the smaller lobbies. Started out with a little bit of Super Fiesta and moved on from there. You know, I think we played a couple of big team matches. I forget who it was. Somebody went on like a 41 kill streak or something like that.
Whoa. Dang.
In Firefight, there were a couple of them competing for top kills, and they were well into the double digits.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But Cool. But
lots and lots of fun. It's nice to get together with all of you and just play some Halo.
That's good. And hopefully we will be doing it tomorrow night. Although we might be changing things a little bit. We'll put out a poll on this, but a little bit of news, which we'll kind of, I guess, go ahead and allude to a little bit. All the MCC insiders who have registered to be part of that program is now everyone's in. So if you've registered already, you're in. You have the chance to play it. So we'll put out a poll seeing who has it and who would be interested in playing it. If we get a lot of interest in doing MCC Insider versus Halo 5, then we might do that for Frag and Friday and see how that goes. If not, we'll stick with Halo 5, do Warzone or Big Team or some other thing that just came out today too, which we'll get to in a moment. You can check the Frag and Fridays out at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, hosted by GT. As for my streams this week, I did the Deja Vu Vidmaster, which is doing Coastal Highway, which is the last mission in ODST, on Legendary co-op without any Warthogs or tanks driven, and with the Iron Skull on.
Isn't that just so much fun?
It was interesting. It actually didn't, it wasn't too bad. We had several moments where we got caught up and died plenty of times, but it only took us an hour. It only took us an hour to do.
That's not bad.
No.
I think it took, when I did it originally, I think it took right about 2 hours to get it done.
I remember whenever we first did it on the 360 version, it definitely took some time.
Yeah. The worst one is the firefight achievement annual, or I think that's what it is. Oh, that was 4 hours of brutal grinding.
Yeah. And there was no shortcutting that too. It took that long.
Yeah, it physically took that long, and you can't take a break. You know, you can't get up and move around and, you know, take a break because the next wave is coming.
Was it 4 hours or was it 2 hours? I thought it was like 30 minutes per.
Well, it depends on the map you're playing. The smaller maps go a little quicker, but they also are harder because you have less available space to hide in and try to kill at range. Where the bigger maps, there's more places for you to hide, and you also get the added benefit of vehicles on some of the maps. You know, it's six and one, a half dozen another. I found that Coastal Highway, or was it, no, Tosavo Highway.
Savo Highway?
Savo Highway, yeah.
Wait, that's not
an OGST. No.
Highway. I don't think there is a highway one.
No, the Uplift Preserve, that's what it was.
Oh.
Where you're, you know, right outside, where, you know, it's a big outside area. You got the building in the center that you can kind of rally in. I found that was the easiest one to do that achievement on because of the vehicles. Because it is easy to jack the vehicles from the brutes. And I mean, we had them piled everywhere. We had them shoved. We had the two side rooms just packed full of them. We had them stuffed under the stairs. You know, we weren't running out of vehicles. And we found that that's the best way to do it because you don't run out of ammo. And the chopper is effective vehicles, against everything.
Yeah, the chopper you can just splatter stuff with.
Well, in the upper levels, you don't want to do that. Once you get past round two, you don't want to do that anymore because the grunts will start sticking you with grenades.
Catch on.
Uh-huh. But, yeah, the choppers are a blessing in that. The way we did it is we had two people in choppers. One of us was in charge of the Spartan laser. That happened to be me. And my focus was tanks or wraiths. when the wraiths spawn in, my job was to kill the wraiths.
Okay.
The other guy, his jobs were cleanup and jacking choppers.
Plasma pistols were your friend on those maps too, with the vehicles.
Oh yeah,
very nice.
You know, I would stay up top and I would work cleanup, you know, trying to pick off grunts and things like that. And then the choppers were responsible for, you know, hunters and brutes and.
Yeah, picking up the easy ground troops, pretty much, yeah. Right? Yeah. I don't know if... I think I helped some people on that map, but the one that I got it on was Alpha Site.
A lot of people got it on Alpha Site. I tried it several times. I just... It's too compact. It just... You get overran too easy. You know, and my biggest problem was I was always running out of ammo.
Yeah, that was when you had to go and pick up the enemy weapons. You were constantly picking up needlers, brute shots, plasma pistols. You were starting out with UNSC weapons, but you were quickly picking up Covenant weapons.
Oh, yeah.
And you were just making sure you funnel them through, and then you just take them all out. So people, I think, would drop their precision weapons and let the precision folks stand in the back and then use a plasma pistol to drain all the shields, and then it would just be kind of a tag team effort.
Yeah. But yeah, I never could. I guess I just never got a good group of people together that were good enough to do it on that particular map. But Uplift Reserve is a lot easier to do it on, as far as your ability to move around and get away from enemies, as well as just the sheer fact that you have the choppers.
Like the folks in the chat, I'm curious to know, for Keys, Confal, and Pins, I think those are the only two in the chat right now, if they've gotten the Vidmaster Firefight achievement. I forget what it's called. Is it annual?
Annual.
What maps they got on, so I'll see if they're... Nope, Confal says nope. Hasn't gotten it. And this is only for 360, because obviously Firefight's not in the Xbox One version. Penn says never played ODST.
Come on, back compat. Oh.
So I think, is ODST not back compat?
No, I think right now Reach and the main Halo games are the only ones that are back compat. Except for CE and Halo 2. They haven't released on the... haven't released yet.
Because Halo Wars is back compat. Spartan Assault's back compat. So yeah, everything except ODST basically is back compat from 360.
It was available on both platforms anyway. Spartan Assault.
Right, but you have the back compat 360 achievements if you're achievement hunting, and the new Xbox One version of achievements. So you,
which are the exact same. Spartan Assault, you could double up on achievements with.
Triple.
Because you could,
maybe quadruple, actually. Could you have the Xbox 360 version, the Xbox One / Windows 10 version, and then you have the Windows 8 version, which is technically separate, and iOS might be separate, and it gives you achievements, so there might be four.
Possible.
Four of them?
Oh, looks like ODST is on back compat.
Yep.
According Pins to Pins us Halo. To,
yeah. So it says all 360 titles are back compat. This is back in September. Yeah, that was...
Yeah. Now, if they could just get the original Xbox One, or original Xbox games on back compat.
Yeah, Halo CE and Halo 2.
I'm really interested to see how their emulator handles Halo 2 compared to the emulator that was on 360.
Why?
The ghosting.
The ghosting? I'm not familiar.
Yeah, if you played Halo 2 on the 360, in certain places you would get a ghost image on your screen.
Oh, it wasn't
processing the background correctly.
Yes,
and I know what you're talking about. There was parts it gets really annoying.
Yeah, I remember that in campaign. I never got that in multiplayer.
Not in multiplayer, but I only played it for campaign anyway.
Fair point.
Well, I mean, you know, when I was playing on the 360, I was only playing for campaign because, you know, the original servers got shut down.
And Laird has hopped in the chat. He says iOS Laird has Xbox Live achievements, so there is four different sets of Spartan Assault achievements to get. There's a lot of gamer score for Halo. A lot of gamer score for Halo.
And most of it's in the MCC.
Followed up by Spartan Assault. You have four versions, and then there was expanded DLC on top of that, so that's 6,000 for including every version of Spartan Assault, and then you have the 1750 from MCC. So yeah, it's a lot.
That's a lot of freaking gamer score.
Can someone do a quick lookup while we're on the subject of how much total gamer score there is across all Halo games? Not counting Steam achievements, obviously. All the Xbox-related gamer score. I'd be curious to know. But yeah, did Coastal Highway and got that achievement, Deja Vu. And I also, off-stream, got the Halo 4 complete campaign on Legendary Solo. I got that one yesterday. So I got two achievements this week.
Cool.
Yeah. And that one was a whopping 30 gamer score, so I felt pretty happy about that one.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these other obscure ones, or ones that take a while, are like 5 or 10. It's like, was it really worth the effort for 5 or 10 gamer score?
Yeah. You know, stuff like doing Deja Vu, that should be like 50 gamer score. Minimum.
I mean, it makes sense because there's so many achievements that they packed into MCC, but still just kind of one of those things. It's like, really, all this effort for this few gamer score?
Yeah,
that is the grind life of achievement hunting.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. And then on Tuesday, the wife and I streamed more Halo. We got through the Silent Cartographer. Took a while. And we got to, I want to say, maybe 30 to 40% through Assault on the Control Room.
Well, that's a big level, so that's actually quite the ways.
Yeah. We just got past the part after you go through the tunnel with the bridge, the big gap in there. We just got past that part. And that's where we stopped for the night. So we'll pick up there, and I'm assuming we'll probably finish that mission on the next stream. And then we'll be jumping into 343 Guilty Spark, which that'll be an interesting mission. Because that's like, well, she's here, so I'm not going to spoil it too much. People will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the streams from this week. And on to the news. We do have a community update that Grim posted, I think, literally minutes before we were supposed to go live.
Pretty close to it, yeah.
Yeah, we got a chance to kind of glimpse through it a little bit. A lot of it's kind of a rehash of stuff that we've already talked about, so nothing big, or not too many things that are new big news things. A couple of smaller things. I'm going to go through some of the other things that we noted down first. First of all, the MCC Insider flight number 3 has entered phase 2, which means everybody that has registered as an MCC Insider now has the ability to download the Insider build and play it. So, GT, you can finally play MCC Insider!
Yay!
Hence one of the reasons why we're going to be putting up the poll on what to play tomorrow.
And then next week, they're going to release the actual patch for MCC and everybody will play it.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be that quick.
Sure.
If it took this long to get phase 2 out, yeah, I think there's probably still some other things they're going to be looking at. But we will see what happens. But are you excited?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I really want to get a look at the new UI. You know, an in-person look at the new UI, experience the matchmaking, you know, see play with the intelligent delivery and, you know, see how that works. I mean, you know, I'll be downloading the whole game regardless, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Very good. What are you going to be jumping into first outside of what tomorrow might bring?
I probably will test out the multiplayer first. Get in and, you know, play some games of either Halo 4 or Halo 2. Maybe some CE.
The Halo 1 pistol.
Oh, yeah. But,
you know, just sniper rifle. I
don't know how many kills I've gotten shooting across Blood Gulch.
Mm-hmm.
Just shooting at a name tag.
And the pistol's never been the same.
Nope. They broke the mold with Halo CE.
And back in the Halo 1 days, you were playing our CRT, so you were really just shooting at a name, and you were just hoping that spray and pray actually connected with something, and there was a little more luck involved.
Oh, yeah. There was lots of times that I was shooting across Blood Gulch at a name and hitting that person. You know, you know, of course, we were playing four-person split screen, so...
Yeah, so that means it was even more tiny.
Yeah. I mean, we were playing on a 32-inch set, but still, yeah, that's...
Well, that's 32 inches at 640 by 480.
Yeah.
If you were lucky and didn't have a 320p setup. But yeah, the 480p setup. That was the days of LAN parties back then, though.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I remember staying up to like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Good times. So, if you have a chance, definitely jump on in the Insider. They're having play dates or play session times every weekend. So there's no lack of opportunities to get in there and play. For the official days and times, I believe it is every day from 11 to 2 Pacific time and then 7 to 10 Pacific time. So 11 to 2 kind of gives the European players a chance to play. And the 7 to 10 gives kind of US and Australians time to play.
Yeah, it means I probably will be able to get about a half hour in the official play times.
I guess on like work days, you mean, yeah. Right? Because that's 6 to 9 for you, and you don't get home until later, which sucks.
Well, I meant the daytime one, which was 11 to 2 Pacific time. Yeah, that means that play session ends at about 4 o'clock my time, and I usually get home about 3:30.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
The later one, I might be able to get some time in. It kind of all depends on how my evening is going.
No, I really have to get up the next day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That plays a lot into it.
The 7 to 10 usually works for me daily. The 11 to 2 obviously doesn't because I'm working. On the weekends, sometimes it's a nice kind of thing to jump in the morning on.
Yeah, because that would, you know, that the evening one, you know, it doesn't start until like 9 o'clock for me.
It's 10 to 1, so it'd be one of those things where it's like I'll play for maybe an hour during the weekdays, but on the weekends, I'll play the whole thing.
Yeah.
And get streams going. But the fact that everyone is now able to jump in on it means that there's probably going to be lots of players in matchmaking for multiplayer.
And this is supposed to be the full build, correct?
Yeah, all the games will be there, campaign and multiplayer, so you'll be able to go in and test matchmaking, campaign and campaign co-op, customs, LAN, so local LAN for customs, forge, and theater. All the features are supposed to be there for you to test.
Cool.
You can do the intelligent delivery, and that's where you can specify which pieces of the game to install. You can set your language for text and audio. There's HDR settings in there, menu volume settings. There's a lot of other little tweaks that they've added in there. I know a lot of people say that the UI is a big difference. To me, all they did was reorganize it. And it's more responsive, which is great, but they didn't really change the functionality of the menu. It just looks different.
Well, sometimes just a facelift is enough to appease people.
I guess. I see everyone out there like saying, oh, this menu is so much better. It looks great. All the things are organized. And it's like, okay, yeah, the back.
Well, I'll agree. The background menu, it is real clunky to use.
Yeah. But
the
only things to me that changed are the layout and the background image. And it is more responsive too. But other than that, they didn't change the organization of the menu. That has had no difference to it.
Yeah. Well, I'll just have to wait and see.
You will find out soon. Have you checked to see if you actually have the build?
No, I didn't have the opportunity tonight to start that Xbox. That's the Xbox that I've got in the Insider program is in my living room. I came straight upstairs to do some work on my computer when I got home. So I didn't even turn on the box in the living room. But I will start. I will check tomorrow morning and
start
see if I've got the build and start to download. So by the time I get home, it's downloaded.
Very nice. It's a 70 gig install. I think that's about right.
Something like that. That doesn't surprise me.
One important thing to note, ODST does not work in this build. It will work in the final build. It just does not work in this build. So while you can download it, it's locked. You can't use it.
Well, I think I'll be using my intelligent delivery to not download it then.
There you go. They did say that there's, or maybe it's just for the sake of this post and for the previous build that had the issue, but they still have listed a known issue of corrupt installation. So if for some reason you try to go into campaign or matchmaking or customs and you're getting failure to load content, that means you have corrupted chunks in your install, which unfortunately means you have to uninstall the entire build and re-download it again.
Well, hopefully I don't have to do that.
Hopefully not.
Because I will be really upset if I have to do that.
Well, they pushed out a build for all the Phase 1 Flight 3 testers, which was all the Flight 2 testers, to specifically get bad instances of this happening. So they have the log to go and check it. And they've since updated the build. So hopefully they were able to identify the major causes of corruption and fix it. At least that's what their goal was. So everything should be good. They're probably just kind of making sure that, or there's probably still some minor instances of it happening. So they're probably just keeping it on there saying, yeah, this we know is an issue. Just report it type of thing.
Yeah.
If you have previously registered for the Insider program, but you do not have the Insider available to you, there's a number of things that could be wrong. First is if you've changed your gamertag. So if your gamertag is different than when you originally registered, you have to register again. If the gamertag was entered in incorrectly, which means it doesn't match your actual gamertag, that would be another reason why you wouldn't get it. Invalid contact email was provided, which if you went to register for the Insider program before, you had to enter your gamertag and email, because the email was the thing where you had to click on the link and verify that, yes, I want to be in the program. So if that was typoed or they said intentionally invalid, then you wouldn't get in. And then the obvious, you didn't meet the requirements for the program. You're not 18 or older. You don't have an Xbox Live account or don't have an Xbox One. Or you're in a region that MCC isn't supported in for the Xbox Insider program. You can go and still sign up, though. They're going to be rolling in new signups into the MCC Insider over the next couple of weeks. Today is the 2nd of August of this recording, and everyone that has registered up successfully through this past Monday on July 30th at 12 p.m. Pacific time have access to the build. So if you registered after that point, you're going to have to wait until Monday on August 6th. And at noon, you will be, those new people will be added into the flight. And I'm guessing this is probably going to be something they do every week. So to be in this latest build, you got to be registered or got to sign up at aka.ms/mccsignup. And you will be pulled into the next wave of insider participants on Monday at noon Pacific time.
Woohoo!
Yay! And do it. We need more people on there because matchmaking could definitely use some more people so it doesn't feel as sweaty.
Oh, it's still going to feel sweaty. Just not
as sweaty. I know it's going to be, but maybe less sweaty?
I hope less sweaty. I've had my fill of sweats this week.
Yeah. So once you have enrolled in the MCC Insider program, you can head on over to the Xbox Insider Hub app on your console. And then you want to go to Insider Content, which is the third tab on the left. And then under Available Content, you can go down to MCC Insider. And if you have that available, you just click Join. And then you can start installing the build. That simple. Ways you can report feedback is using the Report a Problem feature on the Xbox. All you do is hold down the Xbox Jewel button, go over to Report a Problem, and be as detailed as possible. There's also feedback on the Waypoint forums for campaign, multiplayer, and miscellaneous other. There's three different threads there. There will be official surveys that get emailed out. And you can always get in touch with the community folks on Twitter or Reddit. But the best way to do it is going to be either using the Report a Problem feature on Xbox or using the Waypoint forums. Let's see. Everything else in here should be pretty self-explanatory. The LAN functionality is available on the build, but you still have to be connected to the internet for this build. In the final build that will be released, you will not have to be connected to the internet at all to do custom games. So a true LAN experience on Xbox One consoles, all you'll need is 4 consoles, 4 TVs, 16 controllers, and LAN cables, and you will be able to play MCC multiplayer and customs.
Cool. Classic LAN party.
Yay! I just need some friends here locally that would do that.
Yeah.
All my Halo people friends are
willing
remote.
To pack up their TVs and their Xboxes to go somewhere.
Well, the nice thing of everything that I have a projector with a screen, so that's one. I have a games case, which is 2. I have a 4K TV, which is 3. There's a TV upstairs in our living room, which is 4. I have another TV, which was the original TV that I bought. It's actually my first HD TV. It was when Circuit City was going out of business. That's 5. I have a 4K monitor. I have my gaming monitor. So that's 7 screens. And I already have 3 Xbox Ones, so I just need one more Xbox One. And I'd be set for a full LAN setup.
Yeah, I've got, four, five.
Keys is like, holy cow.
I've got 5 screens that I could do that with if I wanted to. Actually, technically, I've got 6 screens that I could hook up. Just 2 of them would not be high definition.
Computer monitors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I have 2 other computer monitors, which are technically 1080s that I didn't even include in there. But I have to get an HDMI to DVI converter for those.
Yeah.
If I were to use them. So, yeah. I don't have a problem. Maybe I do. But, yeah. There's also some lighting issues they're aware with Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary, Halo 4 audio issues, and the MCC meld is not currently working in the build, but it will be in an upcoming update. When the final update comes to MCC, it is going to be coming to Xbox Game Pass. So for everyone that doesn't have MCC, who wants to get in on some of the action, and you have Xbox Game Pass, then you will get access to the MCC once this update rolls out, which is great news.
Definitely.
That's going to bring a nice influx of people, I think.
Yeah. I hope that, you know, my hopes are really high on the quality of the repair job that they did with MCC. From what I've heard so far, they've done really well. But, you know, I've been kind of holding my judgment until I get to play it myself.
That's a smart thing to do. Wish more people were like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Once the final update comes out, the MCC Insider build is actually going to remain, but it's going to morph into a test realm. So that's going to be where they test continual updates to MCC. So the big push is going to be just the first get well patch, and they're going to be continuing to update MCC over time. So anyone who owns a digital copy of the game or is an active Game Pass subscriber will be able to continue to be in the MCC Insider and test the test realm builds of the game. So they're still going to be using the community to test future patches. So same thing of like being a beta tester, and you have all the early stuff come in. So similar to the Xbox Insider where you're getting the early builds, it's going to continue to be that way for, I guess, the second wind of MCC, so to speak.
That's good. It makes a lot of sense, because with the MCC, they did release some fixes that broke it.
Well, that's the one thing about coding. You fix one bug and you create two more.
Yeah. To have an area where they can actually, you know, do testing on a wide scale in the real world, that definitely is good.
Very much so. Definitely needed.
Most definitely.
Yep. That's it for the MCC Insider flight update. So thanks, Sketch, for that. We appreciate it. I'm assuming there will be plenty of 343 folks in the build this weekend, so you might want to hop on and check it out if you're already in there. If not, make sure you go over and register to be an MCC Insider, aka.ms/MCC. Sign up. It is a separate build from MCC, so you don't have to worry about not being able to play MCC if you don't want to. Next up on the list is a couple of tweets, since we don't have any other official Halo news on Waypoint or anywhere else. Castle Wars is the latest rotational playlist that is out on the streets. Action Sack is in its second week, and the craziness, I am sure, will continue if we're on Halo 5 tomorrow for Frag and Friday into Castle Wars. I think every time it's been up, Frag and Fridays has been in there, right, GT?
Pretty much, yeah. We'll spend some time in there for definite.
That's
gotta awesome. Work on them Spartan charges.
I know that's one of the Spartan charges in
the Spartan charge. Well, you Spartan charge in Castle Wars, you get a sword kill, but we can still work on vehicle splatters.
That's right.
And assassinations. I don't think we need. Well, yeah, I think we still need some assassinations too. So.
Well, and that sucks because the shoulder bash is the one that's at the very bottom of the list. Come on, 343, just change that.
Yeah, I don't know why with the sword and the hammer, if you shoulder bash, it's counted as a weapon kill.
I bet there's like a, whenever they go through the status checks of what kind of kill it was, because the hammer and the sword's a melee weapon, it might override the shoulder bash as the kill mechanism.
It could, but bug, I mean, if you did a bug. Different animation with a sword or with a hammer, I can understand it, but you don't.
Oh, I completely agree. I think that's actually a bug. A legitimate bug that's never been called out, or one that they don't really care to fix at this point.
Well, the only time it's an issue is when you're playing Castle Wars.
But that's for people that are trying to go for that, that's the place to try to do it.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, it is. Either that or SWAT, but it would be nice if they fix it. If it truly is a bug and not something they intended for it to be, but
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
That's all right. We can still work on splatters.
Yes. Because we still need those. There are lots of them that we need. But we'll get to that at the end of the show. So again, Castle Wars is back. Action Sack is on its second week, so it'll be out the door next week. And unfortunately, I did not get to play any Warzone Turbo this weekend. I'm sad.
We did play one game with Turbo Friday. Everybody got it out of their system, and we went back to regular Warzone.
Well, we do need regular Warzone for the commendations, so that makes sense. The next Microsoft Halo tournament, or Microsoft Stores Halo tournament, is coming up in a couple of weeks. It's a 2v2 taking place at Microsoft Stores all around the world, really. It's on Sunday, August 12th, which will be a week from this coming weekend. So go over to smash.gg/MRS Halo to register for free at a Microsoft store near you. This weekend only, so I'll try to get this podcast out quickly so people can hear about it. There are going to be XP boost packs in Halo 5 Guardians. So you have a bunch of rec points that you don't know what to do with. Well, if you haven't gotten the 152 yet, this weekend is the week to trade in your rec points for XP boost packs. There's a arena and a Warzone boost pack, and each one of them contains 20 legendary XP boosts.
And there are 150,000 rec points. Or $4.99.
Or $4.99. Yes, you can buy them and you can gift them. You can only gift them by buying them, though. So if you have a lot of rec points, this is probably the way you want to spend them if you're not to 152 yet. And they're only available this weekend. I have a feeling they'll probably be back at some point, but if you have stacks of rec points, this is what you want to spend them on.
Yeah, was it last week? I had like 250,000 rec points, and I spent it on one of the special packs that did gave me a lot of XP boosts. I didn't know this was coming, or I'd have saved it.
Right. So it is definitely something to take advantage of. If you're, I know for me, I had very few legendary Warzone boosts, and I have a crap ton of arena ones, so I just expended all my rec points to buy Warzone ones.
Yeah, I might have to go through and liquidate some requisitions.
I'm debating on whether I want to do that too.
Oh, I've got plenty to get rid of. I haven't sold anything in probably 6-8 months of opening packs, so there's plenty in there to sell.
Heck, you'll probably just sit there for 30 minutes trying to sell them.
Oh, I doubt I get it done in 30 minutes.
So one thing I've done, and if you're a Chrome user, there's actually a plugin. You can go and on the Waypoint website, if you're on Chrome, you can go in and actually delete multiple recs at the same time at once.
What it does, is it actually automates the
clicking.
The task of clicking each individual card and deleting them one at a time. So it is definitely faster than doing it yourself, but you tell it to delete them and it sits there and it deletes them one at a time until there's none left or however many you set for it to delete. So each, if you've got 50 of something, it's going to take a little while for it to actually complete. But it's definitely a lot easier than sitting there and clicking on things.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And on to the community update, which was released just before the show. Nothing new too much. There is a Halo Comics 101, so similar to a Books 101 that they did a little while ago. There's now a comics feature. Video that they've done, and I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, so we might talk about that next week. But it is up on the bulletin or update. It's called Flag Casting Gowns. Next, there's a little HCS update. There's 2K tournaments finally going on, and HCS London will be next month. 6 North American teams will receive travel paid to go to London for HCS. And you can head on over to halo.gg/HCSLondon2018 to find out more about the event and to pick up tickets. We already went over the store tournament. Halo Fireteam Raven is still making the rounds out there. Lots of people are finally getting their hands on it. Twisted Shots actually made the update. So did Tom Garrett, otherwise known as the Legendary 117. So lots of people are finally getting their hands on it. I will finally get my hands on it this Sunday.
Woohoo!
My local 405th group, who I've actually met one of the people that put the cabinet together at my local Dave and Buster's, is putting together an event on Sunday. So after church, the wife and I are going to head right on over there and play some Fireteam Raven. So I'll see if I can get some video of it or stream it or something. I will be playing and hopefully not spending too much money on continues.
Yeah, I've been watching some videos and people have been spending on average $25-$30 to make it completely through the campaign.
Yeah, the Legendary 117 said they had 6 or 7 continues that they had to use, which depending on how much one credit is, I'm guessing it could be 490, 570, somewhere in that range. So that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a good way. You know, the system that they use, it's a decent system. It's better than a lot of games that I have played. You know, it's basically the better you are at the game, the less money you'll spend on it.
Right.
Because basically it just, and what happens is, you know, when you die, that's when it costs you more money.
Yeah. So emphasis is not to die.
Yeah. So, you know, make sure that you're killing the person in front of them or in front of you. Nice thing about it is only the stuff that is directly in front of you can actually hurt you. So the stuff on the other screen in front of the other players can't actually hurt you. So make sure that you're killing whatever's in front of you.
That's interesting. Huh. Okay.
Well, it's a lane shooter. I mean, you know, just you have that lane of you. Now you can shoot the other stuff, but
I guess it makes sense now that I'm thinking about it. It's been so long since I've played an arcade game like that, so that makes sense though. So every Dave and Buster's in the U.S. has it. There's even been some overseas places that have started receiving it too. We mentioned one in Australia last week. So they are out there. I think there's a couple in Canada too. Next up on the update is the Community Halo Wars 2 League. So the Halo Wars Championship League or Competitive League, something like that, HWCL, kicks off this weekend with the Banished hosting their tournament. This is going to be on August 4th, so Saturday. That's going to be the first tournament of the Halo Wars Competitive League. Then Breaking the Clutch will be taking over on August 18th, and Team Respawn will be taking over on September 9th and October 14th. So those are your Halo Wars 2 tournaments that are upcoming to participate in. Next up, we have the social stream that happened this past weekend. They had Sean Cooper on talking about some of the MCC stuff that they've been tweaking, and a little bit was covered in the update that Sketch provided yesterday, or today, actually. We also have the community spotlight section is going to be moving to its own thing now. So for those that have been reading the updates, you probably have noticed that the community spotlight sometimes is the longest section in the update. So that's going to be moving to its own dedicated post on Waypoint now. You'll still be getting the Fire Unicorn skin if you get featured. You will still be getting the posts on Twitter for the blog entries that get put up on the website and whatnot. So you'll still be featured, but it will be in its own post. And that's the update. And then that's all she wrote. That's all we have to talk about for this podcast.
All out of ideas. All that information.
So, you have anything to add, GT, before we start wrapping this up?
No, I haven't come across anything extraordinary in the last week.
Very nice. So, just a reminder that the latest Halo Legendary crate is up for sale until August 15th at 9 p.m. Pacific time, which is midnight Eastern. You got to make sure you get that for the first crate on year three, which features the Carter Halo Icons figure. So make sure you go on over to podtackler.com/lootcrate. And if you use the code podtackler at checkout, you'll get $3 off of your crate. Also, make sure you check out the Halo Hub. It is a Discord server focusing on Halo community created content, such as the podcast like we produce, YouTubers, Halo artists, community lore type folks, and a lot of other different types of community content to be shared. So head on over to thehalohub.com. Also, make sure you check out our podcasting network. We're part of a network of gaming-specific shows, including Critscast, Guardian Radio, Podcast 76, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time, all which can be found over at thepodcast.com. I'm also going to give a little bit of a shout out to Podcast Evolved. I haven't been following them that closely lately, but I've been getting back into them, and they actually have a separate feed for a sideshow would be what I would call it, but they're going through all the missions of Halo, and they started with Reach, and they're basically talking about what's happening through every mission. I'm trying to pull it up now so I can see what the name of it is called. But they have a separate feed for this. So if you just want to hear about what happens in each of the missions of Halo, like if you want to go back and listen to, like if you don't have MCC now and you want to kind of get caught up if you haven't played the older games, then this is a good way to go back and see what happened in the previous games. And I'm almost there. It is called Mission Debrief. And they're approximately 30 minutes to an hour apiece.
Well, that's cool. That's kind of a different thing.
Yeah. It's interesting. They say it's in chronological order, but they start with Reach and not Halo Wars.
Well, yeah. Okay. Technically. They might be just focusing on the shooter games.
They might be, yeah. They very well could be.
But there's definitely a lot of content there.
For having them all be 3 minutes to an hour? Yes. Yes, there is. Which makes sense. I mean, first playthroughs, typically you're playing... Well, if you're playing Heroic, it usually takes, what, 20, 30, 35 minutes to go through each mission?
Yeah, like I said, it depends on at what difficulty they're playing.
Of course. And finally, we have our Spartan Company to update our kill commendation progress. Did we have quickly kill 3 or enemy Spartans last time completed?
Yeah, we had that completed last time.
Okay. So we haven't got any new ones, but we are super, super close, which this one might happen this weekend. Grand Theft, which is getting a hijack or a skyjack, we only need 19.
Castle Wars would be good for that.
I think so. So that might be done by next week. It would not surprise me. This one's not good for Castle Wars, but the next closest one that we have is killing an enemy player with a precision weapon without missing, so getting a perfection. And we still need another, looks like 1,500 of those. A little more than 1,500.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It's the second closest one, though.
I mean,
and this one might actually work with Castle Wars since it's number 3. Kill an enemy Spartan with a melee. That one has another about 4,000 to go.
Yeah, but I think the sword melee still counts as a sword kill.
Oh, really? That sucks.
Because you actually swing the sword for the melee.
That's stupid. The bottom two are still Killing Marines and Shoulder Bash being the one in very last. So that's the update from our Spartan Company. Make sure you check us out on all our social media websites and platforms. We are on Twitch, Mixer for streaming, YouTube for videos, and we'll probably be bring streaming back to that at some point in the future. We have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We have our Spartan company on Waypoint, which has plenty of openings. We did go through and clear people out. We have our Xbox Club. We have our Discord server. No pins. We don't have MySpace. And that should cover everything.
Aw, Crush's little heart.
It's not going to change. Sorry. That's all of the places that you can find us. If there's, we have other places, just search for Podtacular and you'll find it there. That'll wrap things up for tonight. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Really excited to see where we can take the live stream format and some other updates to the stream. And I think that'll be it for this week.
Oh, we've got one more thing. Before we let everybody go, I want to wish a special congratulations to Receptor 17, one of our longtime friends here at Podtacular. He is engaged to be married.
Yay! Congratulations, so congratulations, Receptor,
man.
Our Welshman, our fellow Welshman. I was going to say Soul Welshman, but Darkrai is actually another Welshman, and he comes over from time to time. But
Receptor,
congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, now he's just got to figure out how he's going to fly me over there so I can be there at his wedding.
Yeah, the tickets, the airline tickets aren't too bad, but
no, they're not too bad.
Lodging and food is another thing.
Uh-huh.
We'll catch you all next week or on one of our streams for the upcoming week on Fragging Them Trucks.